One footy season ends, another one begins. The A-League starts this week with the Wanderers taking on Brisbane Roar on Thursday. Then it's Sydney FC taking on Melbourne City on Saturday. We have their defender slash midfielder Ryan Grant on the phone now. G'day, Ryan.
G'day, boys.
How has the off season been in the lead up to this A-League season for Sydney FC?
It was obviously good to get time off. Obviously, we went all the way last year but didn't quite win the grand final, so we went a bit longer than most teams, but had a good break and was good to sort of get down and relax. But being back in pre-season for a while now and getting fit and ready, and now we're, just a couple of days away, so it's exciting times.
Is there much of a different change to the focus this year or what Graham Arnold is sort of giving you in messages?
Nothing too drastically is going to change. Obviously, we did quite well last year, take away the grand final. So we'll sort of continue on those paths. Obviously, Arnie will have a few different things that he sees that we can improve on and do differently, and then see what happens from there. But I think all in all, we won't do too much different.
Have you looked at the grand final from last year?
Personally, no, I haven't. And as a team, we didn't really go into it. Obviously, it was just one of those days and didn't really go our way, and obviously the season was done after that, so there was no real need to look into it. But everyone knows how it went, and obviously it wasn't great for us, but we're very happy to get there, and thought we deserved to be there, so it's just a matter of going that one step more this season.
Ryan, very hard to replace players like Mark Yanko when you think of the 17 goals he potted last year. Do you think you've been able to achieve that?
Well, only time will tell, but
yes.
So far at training, that the new players we have, I think, are unbelievable. It's going to be interesting to see how they go in the season and in the competition, and I'm really looking forward to it because what I've seen at training, they look really good. So all positive at the moment. Obviously, playing in the competition, the A-League, it's a little bit different league to around the world, so it'll be interesting to see how they go, but I'm more than confident we've got the players to do the job and replace Mark.
Tell us about Milos Ninkovic.
Yeah, he's such a sort of quiet bloke and real down to earth and humble and such a real good bloke. But on the pitch, he's really good. He's surprised me the most how good he is. And I know when he first came in, we were talking to Milos Dimitrovic about him and everyone knows how good Milos Dimitrovic is, and he said, he's a step above me. So we're all expecting things, and he hasn't disappointed. He's been unreal since he's come in. So I can't wait for him to show everyone what he can do and really help the team.
And obviously, with this show, Ryan, we have a New South Wales supporter base. So the Wanderers have been outstanding, and the interest that comes from that club now only a couple of years in is phenomenal. But things in the A-League need to improve. They've had a lot of changes again from last year to this year. Do you see them improving?
Yeah, I think they will. Obviously, they've done pretty well in the few years that they've been here, but last year wasn't the greatest season for them in the A-League. I expect them to be back up there and fighting for those finals come the end of the season because, like you said, they've got a lot of changes, but a lot of the boys they've brought in are great players, and I know a few of them personally, and they're very happy and confident there, so it'll be interesting to see how they go. But, at the end of the day, we sort of worry about Sydney FC and we sort of want to make sure we get one over them. And every time we play them, we're out there to beat them. So I won't give them any favours and praise them any more than that.
Exactly.
Well, they'll be fired up after what happened last year. I interviewed
Tony
Popovich earlier this week, and they're not going to make the travel an excuse for their season last year, so you can expect them to play better. But that derby's the
red hot, isn't it?
It's one of the great sporting spectacles all year round in Australian sport. How is that a highlight for you guys, Ryan?
Yeah, it definitely is. They've only been in a couple of seasons, as you said, but that's already turned into one of the best games, obviously, in the A-League and even in Australia as a spectacle. So we love those games. It's obviously one of the first games you look for when the draw comes out. And, we love playing them games. I think last year we didn't lose to them and got a couple wins. So we'll more than happy last year, and hopefully we can do the same this year and reward our fans, because at the end of the day, the fan base that comes out for both clubs is unbelievable, and it sort of makes it what it is. So Hopefully this year the fans do the same thing, and I'm sure they will, and we can give them a good spectacle, but make sure we get the 3 points.
Yeah, great interest in the competition, Ryan. Thanks for your time, mate, and I'm sure you're ready to get it underway come Saturday.
Yeah, no worries, boys. Cheers.